This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the latest census of agriculture from the USDA conducted in 2022 is beginning to reveal hard data on the benefits of agritourism for family farms. The numbers confirm what many farmers have experienced firsthand, diversifying into agritourism and is helping to sustain their operations amid economic challenges. From farm stays to U-Pick experiences, ag tourism is providing a much-needed financial boost while strengthening the connection between farmers and communities. As more data emerges, it's clear this growing sector is becoming a lifeline for many family operations. We'll find out more right after this.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
One of the ag experts that's watching the trend in agritourism very closely is Audrey Comerford of Oregon State University, and she breaks down some of the data to show how much agritourism has changed since the last census of agriculture in 2017.
1.9 million U.S. farms were estimated to basically report, and 1.5% reported themselves being engaged in some sort of agritourism, and 6% of direct-to-consumer sales. Total income generated from agritourism and recreational services grew from the 2017 census.
According to the latest census of ag, ag tourism generated $1.26 billion in revenue, marking a 12% increase from previous years. This growth highlights the rising demand for on-farm experiences as more consumers seek connections to agriculture. For many family farms, this additional revenue stream is proving essential for long-term sustainability. The census also shows that 57% of U.S. counties reported some form of ag tourism. The data is also showing that many of these tourism businesses are being led by women in agriculture. It shows that this may be a strong place for women to make their mark on an industry which is usually predominantly male.
We're seeing a lot of these agritourism operations identifying as either woman-owned or woman-led. That is really encouraging to see that this may be a spot that, whether it be the next generation coming up that's looking to make a stamp on their operation, but this could be a place that could be a strong avenue for women in ag to make their mark.
Data is also giving us more information about the consumer base for these businesses.
We're seeing a lot of these agritourism operations identifying as either woman-owned or woman-led. This could be a place that could be a strong avenue for women in ag to make their mark. A lot of the agritourism customers, the majority of them were within 50 miles of the farm. And then we're looking at the folks coming from farther away. 19% is coming from more than 50 miles, and 15% are the overnight visits.
So what constitutes an agritourism business?
Anytime the visiting public is coming onto a farm or ranch, and this could be for things like direct sales, so farm stands, U-picks, U-cuts. It could be for entertainment, such as festivals, pumpkin patches. It could be for hospitality reasons. These could be like tastings or farm-to-table dinners, outdoor recreation, hiking, birding, horseback riding. We also have education, which is classes, demonstrations, those types of things.
There are a large variety of ideas out there that have sprung up in the last few years. The sky seems to be the limit when it comes to the variety of businesses offerings. You don't have to look very far to see these kinds of businesses or opportunities in your area. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.